Carol Childers was born and raised in Houston.
After high school, I went to college for about a year and a half, started working in newspaper production.
She met Dave Childers in her hometown.
We had been dating for 7 years before we got married. When we finally realized that we were meant for each other, I said, okay, got married, I left school. I wasn't ready for school.
Dave was a history major who had taken ROTC in college, and the new couple moved to San Diego for his Navy tour. After his enlistment, Dave Childers went to medical school and returned to the Navy as a pediatrician. That was the start of a move every 3 years or so for several decades for the family.
Each move is an adventure. If you didn't like something you had, well, we'll be moving in 3 years. Each place we went to, a job happened to fall into my lap, mostly in newspaper production. Typographer and paste up layout. Down the road some, I ended up working for a weekly paper. The editor left, and so they moved me up.
While her husband's career thrived, Carol Childers began to realize that in her field, the fact that she was not ready for school many years earlier was coming back to haunt her.
The higher you go up, you may not get a job or even looked at because you don't have a degree. And I didn't.
By 2008, the Childers family had moved permanently to Jacksonville, and Carol's son was going to college.
We always emphasize college education is how you get a good job. I realize I need to go back to school.
Carol got a job doing print and digital communications for a church and was ready for college now.
I started taking classes at FSCJ in the digital media program, working full-time but taking one or two classes a semester.
She also realized that, like her son, she was ADHD.
Watching my children being diagnosed with it and seeing the issues they dealt with, I realized I was like that in elementary school. I couldn't sit still, or I would be kind of floaty, distracted a lot. I realized finally that, you know, I need to accept this and get some help, and I'm good. It just makes things a little smoother, remembering to put the same thing in the same place or being more organized for me. It's helped a lot.
A much bigger issue was being an older student learning to work in a digital world.
I'm 58 years old. I started school back in 08. I always thought, I can't do this. I can't learn at 58 years old. Going back to school, surrounded by kids, especially digital media, which is, you know, pretty technical, and I proceeded class by class to do it. I've learned a lot. It's exciting to me that I've learned to do things I never thought I could, like create a little video or intertwining the music and words with motion graphics. I've been able to adapt everything I've taken a class on and apply it to my job, which I was pretty excited about.
Carol Childers has learned a lot about the process of learning itself. College has been a graduate program and something she's done her whole life.
One of the things I've learned through moving every 3 years, especially for Navy wives, is that it teaches us that we have to be flexible. And that has come along with me now that we're rooted, because things always change.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.